Lord, we are open and our hearts are expressly tuned to you. Thank you for tonight because we have come to feast on your table. Teach us your word, Lord. We give you praise and glory. We ask that we will never leave here the same way we came in, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All right, tonight I'm talking on what are titled expressions. Hallelujah. Expressions. Okay. I went to church one day, and there's this guy beside me that was, it was praise and worship time. And people have different ways they do things. So, praise and worship time, you see this man. He wasn't wearing his uniform. I didn't know he was a soldier. So, but I noticed that during praise and worship, as hot as the praise, he would only just do like this. And I'm like, So, I later got to know at the end of the service from a brother, the keyboardist, that, the guy is in the army. He's a soldier. So, I just remembered his hand, the way he did his hand. You know, the gun is here, so he was always doing like this. He wasn't carrying gun, but you could see that action. He didn't want to be, he was trying to hold himself from, you know, they have this feeling that, as a soldier, let me behave myself. Like some people come to God's presence and it's time to pray. You will see set my pace about, and that has helped me because I just shared the story how I wanted to kneel and pray and I slept off. So pacing about helps you. It's a way of keeping you alert and then you can still pray. I used to think that it's distracting, but I found out that it's one of the best ways I can pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So the man was doing like that. And then you have people too who come and they're like, let me behave myself. I'm in the presence of God. Hallelujah. But you see, the Bible says that in the presence of God, there is liberty. Hallelujah. You can laugh in the presence of God. I hope you know. You can laugh. I've seen people laugh in the spirit. Praise the Lord. I've seen people laugh in the spirit. But there are places where, no matter the spirit, you can't laugh. You can't be more serious than Angel Michael. But there are people like that. I've seen someone who said in church, say, come on, don't you know you're in the presence of God? And that's what happened when David was dancing. And it's why I said, agbalagba like you. But I think in the presence of God, we should be free to express ourselves. Hallelujah. I know there are not, because you want to express yourself and you follow our camera, but some of you will just hold your shirt. You won't go home. You will buy a camera for us. But when we talk about things of the Spirit, hallelujah. Lately, we've been seeing the move of God in various ways. We'll be seeing all manner of testimonies. We'll be seeing things about manifestations and all that. Yes. If it happened to one, it can happen to all. So don't begin to like, no. It's only for so person or it's for so and so people. Hallelujah. I once followed Seth Man to a program in Ibadan. And I will never forget that experience. It was awesome. For me, now escort, I just escort. But when at the verge of the service, there was a word for me. I said, now follow come, I just follow come. But there was a word for me. And it was powerful. That was the day I felt, I remember when I got home, I was telling my wife how my left hand was literally shaking. I felt God's power. I felt God's power in this hand, so mighty. And it came, a word dropped. And I knew it because I felt it. Praise the Lord. So when we come to the house of God, let's not get too familiar. Let's not let things hold us back. Like, when you come to church, that's when you're looking. The chairs are really red, though. Red chairs. And you have been in church for how many years? No. It's the devil trying to distract you and cut you off from what you are meant to get from the presence of God. Hallelujah. And then you come to church and you begin to look, there are really about 7 standing fans. Yeah, okay, the wall clock is white. The projector, then you are looking at how many mics there are. That's not why you are here. Hallelujah. Okay. I looked up the word expressions and I see the act of saying what you think or showing how you feel using words or action. Amen. So I ask, when you are in the presence of God, what do you do? When you are in the presence of God, how do you carry yourself? How do you, what do you think? What do you say? I've seen people who come to the presence of God, they say, pray. And they just say like this. When it's time for singing, they sing. But when it's prayer? And knowing fully well that the scripture says that with the heart man believes, but with the mouth confession is made. Hallelujah. If you're not confessing anything, I wonder what you're getting. I've shared several times how prayer, I felt like prayer was not my thing. You know, sometimes people come to the presence of God and they want to choose what's their thing. I felt prayer was not my thing. So when the pastor would say, oh yeah, come and pray, I've disappeared. But now, when I enjoy prayer, the way I enjoy prayer, like, yeah, so this is what I've been missing. Like, it's so sweet to commune with your Father. Hallelujah. But then it's not about praying and then you run. No. Give him time. Because you just might enjoy the expression of his presence, the manifestation of his presence. You just might find yourself enjoying yourself, basking in that atmosphere of his presence. Hallelujah. And be free to express yourself, especially when you're alone. You can lock yourself up and just worship and just pray and just enjoy his presence. Amen. Lately, I just put on some worship song from when we're going to bed. And I find myself and my wife, we wake up somehow in between in the night and we just pray. There's this long worship session and we just, anytime you wake up, you just pray. If your body touches that person's body, the person joins you in tongues and you just pray and pray on like that till morning. Hallelujah. And it's sweet. It's beautiful. We try that. Hallelujah. So let's look at Colossians chapter 2. Colossians 2. Hallelujah. Verse 9. He said, for in him the whole fullness of deity, that's the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. Hallelujah. Giving complete expression of the divine nature. And you are in him, made full and having come to fullness of life. In Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature. Full spiritual stature. That's full maturity in the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And he is the head of all rule and authority and every angelic principality and power. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision not made with hands, but in a spiritual circumcision performed by Christ, by stripping off the body of the flesh, the whole corrupt carnal nature with its passions and lusts. Thus, you were circumcised when you were buried with him in your baptism, in which you were also raised with him to a new life. We all know the process of circumcision. Now, what he's talking about is that when we became born again, that is, in a sense, being cleansed. That also represents being circumcised. Hallelujah. It represents circumcision. So we have been brought into a new life through your faith in the work, in the working of God as displayed when he raised him up from the dead. So as Christ died and was raised from the dead, we also were raised with him. Hallelujah. We were also raised with him. So we've been cleansed. Anything and everything we had done, we've done before in the past, had been wiped off. Hallelujah. They've all been wiped off. Not to be remembered anymore. Hallelujah. And you were dead. And you who were dead in trespasses and in the circumcision of your flesh, your sensuality, your sinful carnal nature, God brought to life together with Christ, having freely forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the notes with its legal decrees and demands, which was in force and stood against us. This note with its regulations, decrees, and demands, he set aside and cleared completely out of our way by nailing it to the cross. Hallelujah. So for everything he did on the cross, took away all of our sins. And like what was said on Sunday, when a boxer goes into the ring and wins the fight, he brings a trophy home and the wife can brag with it, right? That's what happened to us. So Christ went to the cross. We didn't go to the cross. We weren't even there. But he went for us. Hallelujah. So the battle he won, we won. The fight he fought, we fought. In all that he did, we were with him, in him. Hallelujah. So he did all that for us. So that we, even without going through same process, we have been cleansed, handed over righteousness. That's why I said, not by works. So we have no right to boast about it. Not by works. But now we can brag about it because by faith, through faith, we have this given to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So all the devil wants to do is come to you and tell you, you sinned. No, tell him you missed the address of the person you're going to meet. I'm not that person. I am not that person. I'm not that person. I am new. One that never existed. Hallelujah. 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 Because he has brought us into his presence to worship. And no wonder he referred to us as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So that we can express ourselves as sons of the kingdom, as daughters of the kingdom, free to express ourselves, living in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, living as light in the world. In a world full of darkness, we are the light. Hallelujah. And I love the word of God that says, for it is God walking with us. It is God walking in us and with, through us to reach out to the world. Hallelujah. So imagine this you that the devil is trying to fool and telling you, is it not you that did this and this yesterday? That same you are the one God is so willing and he had proposed, even in his plan from the one, to live, to reside in you, and through you walk his walk, reaching out to the world. He is willing to brag with you, to showcase you to the world as his own. Hallelujah. As his instrument. So why yield yourself to the one who says, ah, you are not worth it. You are not worthy. You are nothing. You are a sinner. You are a filthy rag. Ah, I was one of those who were so badly abused. Ah, you know where people begin to think that it is righteousness to begin to claim to be a filthy rag. Oh, but I am a filthy rag. Ah, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because once the devil can hold you there, he has got you. Hallelujah. Let's see. So, 15 says, God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in it. That is the cross. Hallelujah. All I need to do is go about with the belt, proving that, yes, there was a battle. It took place on the cross. And I won. Did I go there physically on the cross? No. My Father won that battle and gave me the trophy. I have every evidence that, yes, I've been handed this and I stay in that place of victory. Hallelujah. Let's see the book of James. James 2. Hallelujah. So when you pray, whenever we're praying, pray with that consciousness. Pray from the place of recognizing who you are. Who you are. Express yourself. Be free to express yourself as a son of the kingdom, as light. Hallelujah. Okay, James says, James 2, verse 22. You see that his faith was cooperating with his works, and his faith was completed and reached its supreme expression when he implemented it by good works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed in, adhered to, trusted in, and relied on God. And this was accounted to him as righteousness. So what this tells me also is, having all that has been done for me to live a life full of his presence and live a life complete in him, if I do not believe it and act in it, I am shortchanging myself. Not only that, I am offending God. You know why? He said, Abraham believed in, Abraham had dared to, trusted in, relied on God, and this was accounted to him as righteousness. So not even believing, because of course we all know now, a man came and they told him someone was sick. He got to the hospital, never went upstairs to pray for the child. He walked home. And they asked him, why? He said, he liver fail him. You know, a liver the fail person. That's his heart did not allow him to. They told Jesus that Lazarus was sick. And he was not in a hurry to go. Because he knew, he said, for this sickness is not unto death. Hallelujah. There's that confidence that comes from that place of knowing. Knowing that, this one. And then even when they told him, you're not consistent now, now he's dead. He said, now let's go. Because what God will do, he will do. Still, nothing will change that. So, but you're going to pray for someone. There's always that mind that comes telling you, and it's the devil. There's always that voice telling you, are you sure you're ready? What if you pray and nothing happens? Or it doesn't happen to you? What if you pray and nothing happens? Okay, what if you pray and the case gets worsened? you've not seen somebody who goes to pray for someone and the person just cuckoo and die. Yeah, it happened to the late Archbishop Benson in Awusa. Yeah. You've not seen worst case. Once, I think it was said about Smith Wigglesworth. There's this person that he knew, Mr. Mitchell or so. So he knew the man, and we were like family friends, just like Jesus and Lazarus. And so he knew that the man was sick. It was a very serious case. So somehow he was coming. He was coming. And then he heard that the man had died. So his wife was trying to, he didn't know. So he was rushing to go pray for the man. So the wife was trying to stop him. The man had already died. His wife, Smith's wife, was trying to stop him at the entrance. He didn't even mind her. He just, and she was wishing that he would not even do that. But of course, that's Smith for you. He passed and went and prayed for the man. And the man came back to life. Rugged faith. The man came back to life. We can do the same. Hallelujah. He said, if you believe. Hallelujah. If you believe, you will see. Amen. All right, let's see. Luke 4. Hallelujah. I pray that we'll be able to live on God's word. Hallelujah. You can never face disappointment when you live on God's word, when you live on God's terms. Amen. Look at what Jesus said in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 4. And Jesus replied to him, it is written, man shall not live and be sustained by bread alone, but on every word and expression of God. But by every word and expression of God. And I was said that expression is an act of saying what you think or showing how you feel using words or action. Hallelujah. So when we live on God's word, we can always get everything right. Sometimes there's that question in your heart. Are you sure into this world, the way things are, is possible to live and everything will just be going right? Somebody will come and tell you that if everything just they work well, no say, it go bad for front. Human, they begin to tell you, you've not heard, I didn't hear them now. They tell you. You've not seen somebody come there. If everything just the good. No, say something is wrong somewhere. So you must, something bad must happen. May God help us in Jesus' name. But when you live on God's word, you can get everything right. Hallelujah. You can get everything right. Because remember what we talked about. He is working in us both to will and do of his good pleasure. He is even willing to showcase us to the world as a champ. Because whatever it is for his glory. Hallelujah. So he's willing to showcase us. So why do you need to bring along with you negativity from where now? He is the master of the game. And he's calling you, come, let me showcase you. So you want to now carry it from where, borrow from where, and bring it in. No. It won't work. Hallelujah. Let's see Proverbs. I came across something there that I think we should see. Proverbs 8. Hallelujah. It's my prayer that we'll be able to pray, that we'll be able to live on God's word, God's terms. Amen. And do great things even in our environment. Proverbs 8 verse 13, he said, the reverent fear and worshipful awe of the Lord includes the hatred of evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, the perverted and twisted speech I hate. I have counsel and sound knowledge. I have understanding, I have might and power. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we dwell in his presence and do his biddings and do what he wants us to do, we can get things right all of the time. All of the time. All of the time. So you want to go to the embassy or you want to do something in the office and the Lord is just the one telling you, no, go now or do this now or do it like this or do like this. Yes, you can be directed. And if you follow those promptings, you'll get it right. Because this is not you at work. It is God at work in you. Amen. Both to will and do of his good pleasures. Because the glory comes back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Ours is just to obey. Ours is just to obey. Hallelujah. But we get to that point where if we know it has to be this, it's this. If it's this, it's this. You can fellowship with him and know him as man and friend. He longs to worship with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see the book of Acts. Acts 2. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2. Yes. So some men were praying. Look at what he said. Acts 2 verse 4. He said, and they were all filled, diffused, I like that word, diffused throughout their souls, wow, with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other different foreign languages. They began to speak in tongues, hallelujah, as the Spirit kept giving them clear and loud expression, hallelujah. As the Spirit kept giving them clear and loud expression in each tongue, in appropriate words. Hallelujah. 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 Can we just bow down our heads and just begin to pray? Pray in the spirit, yes. Lega do sabranda mandi adosha, renda da do sabranda mandi kadea, lena na 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 ya na no sonda la dea da dea, kanda brada do shada do samandi, ebredo do sonda rabadea kadada do shada da, op talima de badaya na manda kadea da dosa, lebro do sonda di kadea kadea kada gado shada da, ebredo sobranda manda gada de se de 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 adosha. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, there is life, expressions of your love. Revelations of your power and might. In your presence I can feel a lost song offering. I'm in the presence of my King. In your presence, expressions of your love, revelation of your power, in your presence, in your presence, I lost son of fall. I'm in the presence. Look at what it said in Philippians chapter 1. I just felt this prompting in my heart that we should pray tonight. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 1 verse 9. He said, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more and extend to its fullest development in knowledge and in all keen insight, that your love may display itself in greater depth of acquaintance. Greater depth of acquaintance and more comprehensive discernment, so that you may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve and prize what is excellent and of real value. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we rise up on our feet and just pray tonight? Lebrado shanda brana mande gadozaraya. Leda da da do shanda brana mande ya. I remember in his word he said that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened. Alabo sabrana mande gado shadadoya. He talked about depth. He talked about acquaintance. He talked about development in the fullness. Hey, brado shada da dosha. His desire is that we will not be shallow, but that we will be deep. We'll be deep in the knowledge of him. You can know your father like a friend and flow in the revelation of what he shows to you. Yes, people may be suffering from kidnap. People may be suffering from a lot of things. But if you know your father well, he will show you deep secrets, deep mysteries. Aya dada, inde gedo sone yenamanda da dosha, embrana manda gado sadada, inde brondo bo sotara de yada de ya, inde brondo sota yada de, that your love may abound yet more and more and extend to its fullest development in the knowledge, inde brondo sota and insight le kado sadada, inde brondo sota yada mande yade, inde brondo sota ya. That your love may display itself in greater depth. Le banda ramota in nebredo sota ya da desha kaya da da do sonelia embeleto la dosa de ebredo sopre de mande dea bala da da damanda inda ya da do shada gadea baleto lo do sota la da da in nebrondo sota kade yenusta ande legede shada dea bala da da damanda bayana maski. Ebrondo soteyanesha, bara la 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 de yagadodo sonya, rina la la dosa. Elebrondo sotaramande gadeya deka, pala la la doso no lomonda la bosha la da. Elebrondo sotaramande yada. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And look at what he said in Ephesians chapter 5. We can have this thing and have it in an overflowing way. Hallelujah. Our Father wants such for us. Look at what he said in verse 18. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. But ever be filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. Another version says, be in a state of being. We can have this experience consistently, continually, being in a state of being filled, being in an atmosphere of an overdose of the fullness of his presence, continually, non-stop. Ye kamana badade shadadosa, ebredo soprena mande gedea nanosha. Oh Lord, that I will stay in an atmosphere of your presence overflowing in me, ladosha dada elabosa, that I'll be drunk with your presence, that I'll stay in that atmosphere of being drunk, being filled, kade kado sadade ebele to late shadade anamande ebredo sotalabade adadadesha, that I'll stay, Lord, I desire to stay in an atmosphere of an overflow of your presence. Kade lado sanda lade yadadeya ibdalamante lebosha, that you stay within me. That hunger, a kind of hunger that will never go away. Ladadosha alabande redosha nadeka deka deya namanda dadosa. Setma will call it the hunger that will never be satisfied. Kade gado soda dada, a consistent hunger within. Ladodo shada dade gadea, edarabo shada damande, hunger for more and more and more and more of his presence. Kade labo sada dea, That we draw consistently. We draw consistently. We've come to draw. Shadada mania. Draw from you again. We've come to draw. We've come to draw. Kaya na dosha. Draw from you again.
Draw from you again.
We've come to draw.
We've come to
draw
from you again.
Doesn't matter what's happening around you, you can just stay in your closet and you begin to pray. You will feel that joy flow from your inside. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. He said, let there be darkness in the world and gross darkness, and yet you will shine as light. Hallelujah. In the midst of the chaos and everything, he will cause laughter to come to your lips. I've seen people laugh in the Holy Ghost. I've seen people dance in the Holy Ghost. I've seen people sing in the Holy Ghost. I've seen people sing in the Spirit. Hallelujah. This is the experience he wants us to have consistently, continually. We've come to draw. We've come to draw.
Draw.